TV, I hope. Let's see. Let's just go ahead and look over there really quick. Let me refresh this. And did it work? It did not appear to work. It did work. Stream is online, 12 seconds. We're good. Anyway, we got to blow through this pretty quick because we've got Jimmy here. But now I have diagnosed and fixed a problem live. Sucks that you guys didn't get to see a little intro, but it's the same thing we always do, other than, you know, gay frogs. That's new. But let's add Jimmy to the show since he's the reason we're here.
Yeah. Like I said in the comments, gentlemen, if you're half drunk and you go to check your emails, just check your emails. Don't click on any buttons. Don't click on any stories, or else this is how you get a second Red Pill Rhino stream. Winning.
Or a dick. Yeah, and possibly a dick worm as well. But
probably. Probably.
All but, right. Yeah. Just to jump into this really quick, introducing all the guests, we have MGTOW Mando in the background. Probably should unmute him so he can actually speak. MGTOW, how are you doing, sir, for the second time today? Because you are a masochist.
Oh, I am ready to help you and Jimmy defact check an effed up fact check on something that is my bread and butter, mother yes, fornicators.
And we're going to be doing this in record speed, so...
Yes, so 35 minutes is all we're going to... try to attempt.
We're gonna try.
I'm keeping the waffling on for my stream that is later happening on 7:00 PM. We are playing some Cards Against Humanity, and I'm gonna be reading some hate comments on an Instagram post before we get into that. So also all winning. Right.
On that note, we do have a gentleman backstage. Did you want to come to the forefront this evening, or did you want to remain in the backstage? It's up to you. Just because your first time. Not sure if you wanted to just come for the pre-show or if you wanted to be live on air tonight. You can do it if you'd like to. Just let us know. Let us know in the private chat. Should be, if you can see the private chat over there. I wonder if you can hear us.
If he's backstage, he should be able to hear us. Should be able to hear us if he's backstage.
Okay. Well, if you want to come on, just let me know in the private chat or even in the group chat, I guess the YouTube chat. Okay. I can be here. Okay. Excellent. Yep, then I will bring you on to the show for the first time ever. Edmund 209. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, hell yeah. Edmund.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, chatted with you on Gilded a few times.
Oh, yeah, Edmund. Hey, can you hear me okay?
We can hear, unfortunately, we can hear ourselves. Yep. That's the only issue, sir. Gotta kill the noise from the show.
Yeah, if you could turn the volume down just a little bit.
What I might have to do? Do you have a headset by chance? I'm gonna mute you really quick. If you have a headset, use that instead of the computer because we can hear everything on your end. We'll keep you.
There we go.
There you go. Perfect. Excellent. Once you're ready, just let me know in the chat. We got to get through this quickly, though, so let me move right along. Let me open up the Brave browser here, since we're fancy now and use Brave. Let me stop that screen, share this screen. Damn it, wrong screen.
Okay. Yeah, Mando is. I'm sure you've already read through this one, and you could probably understand why my frustration and hatred towards a few things.
All right. Oh. So here we go. First article. Bullshit. And here's the thing. They contradict themselves in this article. Fact check. False claim. This is, just keep in mind who is doing this. This is USA Today. So it's not some fucking, you know, moron. I beg to differ. But it's mainstream news. So fact check, false claim that a massive death plume is raining down hydrochloric acid in Ohio. Oh, really? Anyway, let's check out this fucking video clip here. So you guys have all seen the stuff that's gone on there. We really don't need to hear it because it's just that piano soundtrack to make you feel sad. But yeah, so nothing strange going on here. Oh,
he would personally guarantee, if he would personally guarantee that the railroad would stay there until absolutely everything was cleaned up.
Yeah, right.
He gave me his word and his commitment that the railroad would do that. They would not leave until that was done.
We're seeing very low levels of con- of contaminants. And so all of the treatment being done at those water systems take out any contamination before it finished water. Mm-hmm. So I can't envision that there would be any risk that has already occurred.
Bunch of fucking liars. Yeah, that's perfectly safe. That's normal. That big black cloud is nothing to worry about. Let's move on, though.
Yeah, it's
my God. Edmund, it's, looks like you got your headset working, so I'll bring you back in, make sure sound is good. All right, testing. Not hearing anything, so I think we're okay. Good. Can we hear you, though?
Testing, can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you a little bit. You sound great. Shit. We can still hear us in the background just a little. Just if you just want to turn that down a hair, it should eliminate it. But your headset sounded great. Everybody needs his headset. I like that one. Sounds really good. Let's see. The claim, a massive death plume is raining down hydrochloric acid after the Ohio derailment. We can hear you. You sound good. I don't hear me anymore.
Nope. I think we're all good. I think we're all good.
Okay. We're going to move on. And you're jumping in at the weirdest time because this is a shotgun episode where we're just trying to cram information down your throat. So it's not as relaxed as normal. So bear with us. Anyway, a February 13th post. Tell you what, I hear myself a little bit. I'm going to mute you, but when I'm done reading the article, I'll let you jump out.
Deal with it.
Okay. If you can fix, I can't, dude. I already hear myself delayed a little bit. I don't need to hear myself twice.
Let's let him stay on target.
Yeah. February 13th, Facebook post, direct link, archived link. Why do I read like Anchorman? If it's on the screen, I'm going to read it. Shows a screenshot of a tweet about the February 3rd Ohio taint derailment. Here we go again. A massive death plume spanning multiple counties in Ohio is raining down hydrochloric acid onto people, reads the tweet, because a bomb train carrying vinyl chloride was deliberately classified as non-hazardous to save Norfolk Southern money and regulatory inconveniences.
I'm gonna do a little bit of pushback on that last part. If it's hazardous material, it needs to be labeled as hazardous material, and it should be.
Yeah, and you are not incorrect there, Jimmy. There are actually legal regulations. It's something called the CFR that talks about how you transport, mark, label, package, all that other fun, happy horse hockey.
Yep.
This kind of stuff.
I am in the trucking industry, so I know exactly that. If something hazardous needs to be shipped in there, there is a spreadsheet where that says, oh, you can carry this and you can carry this. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you're carrying this chemical, you cannot carry this chemical either. Or you can. They just need to be separated. So
they need to be in what's referred to as exempted quantities.
Exactly.
All right.
Yep. And so I will give a little bit of pushback on that last part, because if it was labeled as non-hazardous, that's on the train.
Burning on through, the Facebook post generated over 100 shares in less than a week, while the original tweet amassed over 100,000 likes. And the mainstream news didn't cover it during that period, which, shocking, now they want to talk about it. Our rating, false. Okay, let's see why. Environmental experts said there is no massive death plume raining hydrochloric acid on Ohio residents following February 3rd train derailment. We have some images that may argue that case, but fine.
And I did see a post. It got lost in the ether, so either it got deleted by Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever it was. But apparently the death plume cloud has now reached New York City, and as soon as it started raining, someone could go outside and they instantly just smelled chlorine, which in my opinion wouldn't be that bad of a situation because that whole entire city needs a cleansing. Just saying. Yep. Just saying.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about that, Jimmy. Anyway,
no.
There is no massive death plume raining acid, experts say. Who are these experts? Is it like just some fucking kindergartner that you pull off the fucking side of the street while he's playing with his fucking toys in the sandbox? You say, hey, Do you think there's poisonous chemicals in the air over Ohio? And the kid's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Hands him a sucker. Just say no. Experts say no massive death plume. That's how it fucking goes, man.
Yeah, and pretty much the experts and the scientists, let's just say for the past like 3 years, give or take, they say everything is all safe and effective. Here's a bunch of fucking money. Just say it's good. It turns out that's a load of horse shit.
You know, I'm really curious about, let me just read the rest of the article. Because again, we are already 16 minutes. You wouldn't believe, actually 18 minutes. You wouldn't believe how fast these things go. I can't believe I've watched 20 minute videos and they can cram all the shit they cram into it. So we're going to try. A train operated by Norfolk Southern was traveling to Pennsylvania. Jesus Christ, I can't talk. Pennsylvania on February 3rd when 38 rail cars derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, igniting a fire, which, by the way, was a very light plume of smoke.
That's actually bullshit. The main fire was them burning the chemicals off.
Well, if you look at the train wreck before they did the controlled burn, it was just like a little puff, coming out of it. And it was white. It was a white puff, you know? So I don't know. I'm not the chemist here, but we do know somebody that knows this stuff. MGTOW, what is your assessment? What was that before the controlled
white? The white fire? Smoke was more than likely part of the brake mechanism of the train that had caught fire. More than likely rubber, which is bad. Some carbon steel, which again is bad. But those two materials do not polymerize together. Which should I explain what polymerization is?
Do it in a way that the layman can understand.
Okay.
And so, I'm one of the laymen,
The easiest way I can describe it, where I hopefully don't insult anyone's intelligence, is when you're cooking in your kitchen or cooking out on your grill, when you put certain ingredients together, they work differently, but based on how much of one ingredient you put in compared to another ingredient.
Okay. Yeah,
that is a form of polymerization. Huh. Now, in chemical terms, when something polymerizes, one of two things can happen. It can get really, really bad, or it can get to the point where it kind of neutralizes itself.
Okay.
That big, thick black smoke. And yes, Mr. E, that is actually a very good example. That's actually used as a case study in the Army Chemical Corps training, at least the core training I went through back in the early 2000s. But if something is polymerized and it's toxic, unless the heat is at a certain level, it basically takes that toxicity and ramps it to 11.
Okay.
That's the easiest way I can say it. There's a huge amount more that goes into it, but we don't have the time, and I don't have the notes in front of me to make sure that my facts are not scatterbrained worse than one of Jimmy's dreams.
Future episode. And I like how you pointed that out. Anyway, let's get on through this. This is where it gets interesting. At least 11 cars that derailed contain hazardous materials. We know that. Now, here's where their article just contradicts itself. Authorities chose to breach 5 tankers filled with vinyl chloride. Okay. So they chose to breach, meaning go in, and I don't know if they were damaged, if they were leaking. I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever really know, but they decided to go in there and set fire to them. But anyway, 5 tankers filled with vinyl chloride, a flammable gas associated with an increased risk of liver cancer, to avoid a major explosion. I don't know that I believe this narrative, but here's what comes next. The breach sent hydrogen chloride, a gas that irritate the eyes, skin, and nose, and toxic phosgene gas into the air. Now, this in our stream last night. It's something that was used in World War I, and there are fields that still cannot be gone into because of this. Am I correct on that statement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And now allegedly people in New York are now New York City, apparently the biggest city in the United States, is now feeling the, well, let's just say they're not having a good time right now.
They're feeling the burn.
And not Bernie and Sanders.
Not, and not in the Bernie Sanders or gonorrhea kind of way.
Actually, actually, it very might very well may be similar to the gonorrhea.
Gross.
Probably. But I do want to highlight just one other thing. It says vinyl chloride, a flammable gas associated with liver cancer. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and scroll back up to the title of the of this fact check for us, Rhino. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Says a massive death plume is raining down hydrochloric acid. So we have one other thing that I found in my 15 minutes of research doing this. I'm going to try to keep it short, but there are places that are having literal acid dripping down and has started eating away at the finish of cars.
Say it ain't so, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Now, anyone who
let me see if I can show you that.
Yeah, you might want to.
Anyone who knows about vehicular finishes, just out of purely morbid curiosity, how nasty is that if it gets on your skin?
Very.
Oh, God. All right, this is from verivirologysubstack.com. Yep. If you want to post a link to that in the chat so these guys can check it out as well. By the way, I'm not reading the chat like I normally would. I'm posting it on the screen because we are short of time and I do not want to fuck up Jimmy's stream. Up to 2.5 million gallons of the most toxic substances known to man have been released into the air, water, and soil of the eastern seaboard and are presently making their way south and east. Acid rain, which in this case is hydrochloric acid, mixed with concentrated unburned vinyl chloride, has so far been reported in every direction. 400 miles west to Lafayette, probably further north, 1,200 miles up to Durham, Canada, east, 1,200 miles to New York City and Boston, south, 800 miles to Kentucky. So did we just fuck up our entire fucking eastern part of the country? It's starting to look that way.
It's going to vary.
A good portion of the eastern store, the northeastern area, a very good portion of the Midwest and middle of the states. But yeah, that is what is raining down, apparently, because of
that's totally normal. Thing.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, hang on. Let's put our favorite A word on here.
Asshole?
Because none of us are on site with pH paper to verify this.
Allegedly.
I got you. All right. Can't look. Here's the thing. Again, he's right. I'll give Mando that. I'll be the cunt and say I could be wrong because this could be a sandy, dusty fucking storm blowing through and then it rains.
It could be a picture from last year during the spring pollen.
Yeah.
And there was a light rain again.
Pollen will do that too. So yeah, that is possible, but we're going to take it. We're going to take it as these people aren't going to lie about these photos being current. Could we be wrong? Could we be being duped? Maybe.
Of course. Absolutely.
But anybody that lives in that area that watches this show today or in the future, all of you on Rumble, all of you on MGTOW, all of you here on YouTube, if any of you live in that area and are seeing anything like this, please, by all means, feel free to send me an email at redpillrhino@hotmail.com with photos, preferably with your hand, with a little note saying date and time. Yep. Show me your car. Show me your car. If it's rained recently in your area, show me your car. Like I said, you don't have to be on camera. Just hold your hand in front of your car with a little sticky note or something that says a day and time. That's all I'm asking. Yep. If we have evidence of that, I'd like to see it.
And no license plate or anything else that could be identified.
No, you don't have to have any identifying factors in there.
Yep.
So
I would say the best kind of evidence that you could support these kind of claims would be go spend the 50, 75 cents, go mm-hmm. buy that day's newspaper and hold it up, take a picture of your car. If you're seeing something similar to that, but people can lie, man. I'm just saying.
I get you. They can. Yeah, I got it. Newspaper. Go get a fucking newspaper. Go steal your grandma's newspaper. All right. That's what we need you to do for science. Edmund, I checked a couple times while I was doing this. You've still got background noise. I don't know if your computer has the sound running or if it's just through your headset. If it's only your headset, then we'll have to figure this out on another more tame show. But if you have anything in the house, TV, computer, anything that's airing this live, just mute that because your headset, your mic is wonderful. I might actually ask you where you got the mic because, fuck, that was better than any of our mics. It might be better than this fucking mic, and this is a professional mic, so there you go. I like that mic. Anyway, I'm keeping you muted for the meantime until we sort that out. But what do you want me to pop up next, Jimmy? Because we are at 6:26 currently.
Well, let's just say the White House is defending the response to the Ohio toxic derailment. Now, I haven't fully read through that article, but I have read similar articles from different, mainstream outlets. So take that with a grain of salt.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Do you have the original USA Today link still? Can you send that to me again? I want in the private chat. I want that one more time. There's something I want to see. I just closed the tab, but I want to see something. If you can find that. If not, in the meantime, MGTOW Mando, explain to us again, layman's. And I claim to be a layman, so by no means don't feel offended in the audience if you know this shit. I don't work around chemicals. The most I've ever done is transport radioactive material, and that was for hospital use. So I don't know shit about chemicals. I just get paid to transport them.
So you were within 100 meters of Nancy Pelosi.
Allegedly. Anyway, can you explain to us, first of all, vinyl chloride or whatever the hell it's called, right? What exactly is its practical use? It's used for like creating, PVC plastic, stuff like that.
Yes,
that
it's used as a agent in PVC plastics. It's also used as a flame, ironically enough, as a flame retardant.
Flame retardant.
In certain items.
Now, let me ask you this, because we're short of time, so I'm kind of rushing you through these answers. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just how we got to do this. Vinyl chloride is a gas, correct?
Yes, it can.
Okay.
It can be transported in a liquid state, but
it's pressurized.
Yeah, but it is a challenge to do.
Okay. Now, that being said, what makes it go from being deadly, toxic, fucking kills fish in lakes to, I don't know, being safe in plastic? How does that change? What do they do to change it? In the most briefest way you can explain it.
I take you back to the example I used of working in the kitchen or at your backyard barbecue.
It's ratioed.
Yeah, it's the something else. It's the ingredients used in it.
Okay. All right. Now, my last question is, why does burning it create phosgene gas? What happens there to make it from already probably toxic to now? World War I was 100 years ago or so, right? And we still can't go into certain areas where that gas was used. Why is it so toxic that way?
Well, the simple explanation is that when you burn it, you're changing the chemical composition of it ever so slightly.
Okay. And that's making it more toxic.
The way that chemical warfare and just chemistry in general works is you're basically scientifically are changing the way things interact with one another on a molecular level.
Okay.
For example, If you, how do I say it? You've heard of carbon dioxide.
Yes.
You've heard of carbon monoxide.
Correct.
Yep.
Same basic chemical composition. It's just that in chemical dioxide, you've got two oxygen atoms dancing with the carbon atom. And in chemical monoxide, you have one carbon atom dancing with the hydrogen atom.
It's di and mono.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, I paid attention to science class.
Yeah, this is going to go over my head a little bit, but essentially when you change molecular structures of things, you can alter them to be more or less harmful to living organisms.
Exactly.
Okay.
You would literally need to have someone like me and Crusader giving a fairly in-depth class to explain exactly how this stuff works, and it would not be something that can be done in a 30-minute stream.
All right. On that note, again, apologies if I'm not reading your chats tonight. I'm doing my best. What I want to do here, let's get into this article. Edmund, we'll work with you in a future episode. We do Fridays, 8 o'clock Mountain Time. That's 10 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to join us, we usually do an hour early pregame. We also do an after party show, so you can talk to us there. We can get your mic, your camera, everything set up. I'll keep you on the panel, but I got to keep you muted while that camera is still picking up noise. I'm sorry about that, man, but this is one of these crazy episodes. So anyway, we go over to the White House. This is coming from MSN.com.
I am going to mute myself. I read this and I had some very colorful language.
Oh, I mean, we've had colorful language the last 3 weeks. I don't care. But yeah,
if you want
to mute yourself, you're more than welcome. White House defends response to Ohio toxic train derailment. Let me try to speak in English because. All right. The Biden administration on Friday defended its response to a toxic freight train derailment in Ohio 2 weeks ago, even as local leaders and members of Congress demanded that more be done. We'll continue on here. February 3rd derailment, East Palestine, Ohio, left toxic chemicals spilled or burned off, prompting evacuations and fears of contamination by wary residents distrustful of the United States and federal response. State and federal response. Why would they be distrustful? Could it be?
I don't know.
There's a lot of reasons.
I don't know. It would be maybe because FEMA and the Red Cross didn't exactly give the most prompt response until the day after that. Donald Trump said that he's going to go visit the area next week, which apparently, according to what I've seen, will be next Wednesday. And if you ask me, that's not soon enough. Go there tomorrow, you fucking asshole. Go there tomorrow.
I have to laugh at Chrome Dome. What, you're not reading chats? I'm needy. Notice me. All right. Yeah, needy little bitch. We read your chat. Now fuck off. All right. The White House said, that's my go-to. Just fuck off. Appreciate you, though, Chrome Dome. So thank you for being here. The White House said it has mobilized a robust multi-agency effort to support the people of East Palestine, Ohio, and noted that officials from the Environmental Protection Agency, which did not actually order the fire, that was the corporation, the train company, that decided to make that decision. Environmental Protection Agency, National Transportation Safety Board, and other agencies were at the rural site near the Pennsylvania line within hours of the derailment of the Norfolk Southern train carrying vinyl chloride and other toxic substances. All right. Here's the real problem. I'm going to break this down as quickly as I can because we are at the 36-minute mark, and I am pushing it really close to the mark here. Here's the issue. Whether the train did or did not say that it's carrying toxic chemicals, whatever, we can argue about that. Fine. They're supposed to put it on there. We'll say it's on there. But what they didn't do is put the proper brake mechanism on there because of lobbyists saying, oh, it's going to cost too fucking much, so we better just save some fucking money and let the fucking country go to hell when our trains crash. Yep. So that's what the fuck happened there. Corporations and lobbyists being cunts and being cheap little pricks, not wanting to put proper safety procedures. Do you know the brakes on trains are still as up to date is the Civil War era. That's the kind of brakes they're working with on these trains. By the way, that train was much longer than your average train. Just keep that in mind. Jimmy, I'm not cutting you off. I'm just burning through this as quickly as I can to try to shave off a few minutes here. When these incidents happen, you need to let an emergency response take place. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, get the fuck out of here, you fucking Kuanta. We did take action, and folks were on the ground. Who, where, when, why, how? Jimmy, please jump in.
2.5 weeks later, they were on the ground. And then when someone says, hey, you want to try a taste of this here water here that I pulled out and poured out of my tap? He says, no, I don't want to. I have no comment. Another person that says, yeah, I have no comment, but we're looking into it. Government bureaucrats right here, you know, looking right at you right here, right in my eye.
Right there.
Both of them for you. Right up, right there. Go ahead and sit on them both. And if it tickles, jump up and down. Fuck you. And kiss my ass.
Hey, Jimmy, you don't want them to F you. You'll get a dick worm from him. Guaranteed. Fair enough. Also, you don't want them to kiss your ass because they probably don't know what chin the ass is.
Moving on, really quickly.
I'll just forget to wipe and I'll tell them, look for the brown stain.
We really can't waffle here, gentlemen. EPA Administrator Michael S. Regan visited the site Thursday, walking alone in a creek that still reeks of chemicals as he sought to reassure skeptical residents that the water is fit for drinking and the air is safe to breathe. I'm asking they trust the government. You fucking dumb cunt. Regan said, I know that's hard. No, that should be an immediate no. No, I will not. Look what they've done over the last 150 years of this country. You want me to trust them now? No. 9/11 was an inside job. Anyway, we know there's a lack of trust. Yeah, that's an understatement. And that was the other thing. I just threw in 9/11. Let me talk about this really quick. You remember how they told the firefighters, the first responders, that the air in that area was safe to breathe? Do you remember all those things that used to be on YouTube that you could watch back in the day? Let me full screen here just to emphasize a point. Do you remember all the firefighters coming onto YouTube before YouTube censored the shit out of everything and told you they had 6 months to live because they breathed in all this toxic shit that they were told was safe to breathe in? Do you remember that? It's not like the government has lied to people in mass before and caused mass casualties or anything. It's not like the government would lie to you because it's afraid you know the actual facts of the situation on the ground. But we should trust them this time. 9/11, they lied to us. Now it's perfectly fine. They probably lied to us about some other things in 2020 up until today, and they're still lying. Koof. They're probably still lying about pokes and jabs, but let's trust them now. Let's trust them now. By all means, you fucking morons, let's trust them this time.
Yes, let the hate flow through you. It makes testing you strong.
This is where I get my guideline strikes. It's happening now. Testing for everything that was on that train, he said, yes. Sure. All right. Yeah. No other cabinet member has visited the rural village. I'm sounding Asian here. Anyway, moving on. Where about 5,000 people live, including many who were evacuated as crews conducted a controlled burn of toxic chemicals from the 5 derailed tanker cars that were in danger of exploding. Okay, administration officials said their response had been immediate and effective. Fuck you. Immediate and effective. You mean that giant black cloud or you know, covering up and arresting people that wanted to talk about it? That was immediate and effective. Arresting reporters was immediate and effective. I suppose you're right there.
Side note, that journalist was released and all charges.
He was released, charges dismissed. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you are correct. We've been on the ground since February 4th. Okay. Which state, though? That's what I want to know. You were on the ground in which state? Right. And did you have one thumb or two thumbs up your ass? Just asking for a friend.
Well, hang on. What official are we talking about? Because if it was the Veep, then I'm pretty sure we know what she was doing on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. I had something stuck in my throat.
Hairball. Yeah. Transportation Hairball, Secretary Pete Buttigieg. who has faced criticism from lawmakers over the mayor. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Do you? It's Pete Buttigieg, right? Of Buttigieg. East Palestine for not. Yeah, no, it's Buttigieg. I'm pretty sure.
It's East Palestine. Booty full of gay.
Yeah, for not visiting the site. Said the Ohio disaster was just one of many derailments that occur each year. Yeah. Oh, a thousand derailments per year.
I was actually going to bring this up.
That's right there.
I got a warning on Instagram literally just today because of a post that I shared on my story from the dude that owned Atlas Gym in New Jersey. I can't remember his name. But he says, five train derailments that are full of hazardous, contaminants and whatnot, just so happens to be, happens in 2 weeks. You know, pure coincidence. And I get that exact same fucking fact check from whichever one of them fucking jack off places are from. That says the exact same thing. Oh, well, thousands of derailments happen each year. Yeah, but you know what's not real common? Burning toxic chemicals to open up a fucking rail yard. Mm-hmm. That's not common.
Yeah, well, not last I checked anyway. Pretty sure that's not normal. But what do I know? I'm just some fucking guy on the internet, right? Yeah. This article is very, very lengthy. And by very lengthy, I mean an extra few paragraphs. For time constraints, we're going to move on from there. But what I want to do really cover quick,
that, any of that, and
what I want to do,
really like quick. with my streams always end up at starting 15 minutes late anyway. So it'll start.
Not today, bitch. Not
today. All right, man.
All right, look. I want to bring this back on screen for this reason. This is USA Today. What I want to see is what happens when I click phosgene. This is coming from CDC.gov, another organization that is totally trustworthy and definitely a government organization and not a private corporation. Definitely not private at all.
Totally. We could trust their word for sure.
That's right? Going in the line. If you guys want to read that. There it is. There it is, gentlemen. Ladies, three of you watching, phosgene is a colorless gas with a suffocating odor like musty hay. Exposure to phosgene may cause irritation to the eyes, dry burning throat, vomiting, cough, foamy sputum, breathing difficulty, and chest pain. And when liquid, frostbite. Ooh, well, that's nasty. Didn't know. It's probably the temperature of it. Anyway, workers may be harmed. Okay. Workers may be harmed from exposure to phosgene. The level of exposure depends on the dose. You mean like, five tankers worth being burned over your city. Phosgene is used in many industries in the manufacture of other chemicals, pesticides, and pharmaceuticals, whatever. So we're not going to get the historical information on how it's killed people. Okay, fine. We'll leave that alone. Can I say that? It's self-deleted or not self-deleted. Other people deleted you. I don't know what to say on YouTube anymore. It's 2023. I've decided I don't give a shit about your censorship. Okay. So fuck you.
Rhino, take 30 seconds.
What?
Take 30 seconds.
I don't have 30 seconds. Well, do not have the time.
If you go on Wikipedia.
Yes.
Look up phosgene gas usage, First World War. Or World War One.
That is what we have you here for. It'll I should give have been you... in the private chat already. I'm giving you shit, man.
The thing is, what is said on Wikipedia on this topic, which is something I very rarely say, is accurate.
Yeah, all right. So those of you in the audience, I do not have time to be Google typing and Wikipedia searching at the moment. But what I will tell you is if you want to check that out, Jimmy's already on it. That son
link,
of a bitch.
Link is in the chat.
Link is in the chat. There you go. See that? That's what I'm talking about.
I can multitask unlike this.
I can't.
This bastard over here.
That guy. We're going to blame that guy. He's quiet tonight. It's not his fault. It's not. Leave him alone.
Edmund's good dude. Edmund's good dude. I met him over at the CME in Vegas. So he's good dude.
All right.
Hope you see in my stream here in a little bit.
CME.
Oh, look at that. See, he's talking. I don't hear us. Oops. Oh, I do. Damn it. I was hoping. I prayed. I tried. Anyway, I got a mute chicken, Edmund. I was hoping. No, I can't deal with. No, my brain goes fucking fax machine when that shit goes on.
So wait a minute. See. You go Biden?
Basically, yes. If I hear background noise, even dogs barking on a phone call, I just fucking totally lose my mind. Yeah, dude, it's not good. Okay. Where are we at? We've got two left. We're at two
that's
left.
About it. Unless you want to go two left.
Oh yeah.
Unless you want to cover I mean, there is the water testing article, which I will link in the chat as well.
Wow. Huffington Post says water testing after Ohio derailment led by a rail company itself. At least somebody's being honest for once.
Yeah.
Condemned as sloppy.
Yeah. And what? I will say this, this being a Huffington Post, they really do put a, let's just say they really do huff in the posting because they like to speak words and write a story before they actually fucking get into the actual goddamn story. So we don't need to cover the whole fucking article and whatnot. I'm sure I can find something very similar to this that isn't, you know, 12 fucking paragraphs long that has four paragraphs of substance in it.
And on that note, I'm going to put it in the chat so you guys can check that out if you're interested as well. If you're wondering why that's not showing up in MGTOW, because flat out I suck and I didn't put it in the MGTOW.
Fuck, suck, man!
Hang on. I got to fix that. Yeah, I got to fix it.
I just lost your audio. Back.
No, okay. I had to fix it. There we go. It just fucked up. Oh, looks like everybody is busy in MGTOW again. God damn it. Okay, comment in the chat on MGTOW if you want to see the article about that. All right, I see the MGTOW chat actually has no comments. It's just all fornification. So if you want to check that out, go ahead. Be my guest there. But there is nothing to read there that I can see, I think. Okay, Squirrel Brain, let me snap back to reality. Where were we? Let me pull up the tab here. Water derail. Yeah, let's play the video here. Here we go. Again with the music. Come on. Don't need that crap. There's again the fire.
Yeah,
you see that smoke.
The MGTOW chat needs to go to horny jail.
Yeah, no shit. fucking guys. Okay, the testing that Ohio authorities relied on to declare municipal water in East Palestine safe to drink after a disastrous train derailment was funded by the railroad operator itself. That's what I've been telling you guys, and did not initially comply with federal standards. No, it didn't. But that's so Huffington Post saying that.
So wait, you're telling me the corporation responsible for this whole mess investigated themselves
and found themselves not guilty.
And found no wrongdoing. But yet when a woman that makes her coffee and then pours her milk inside of it and that coffee fucking sizzles like a goddamn steak, that water is safe to drink.
See, here's the thing. MGTOW Mando, don't know if you know this and I'm putting you on the spot, but is there a reason that milk would have a chemical reaction to phosgene or anything that might be in the water?
Simple answer.
Yeah.
Milk's a base. Phosgene's an acid.
Oh,
and remember back
sizzling as possible.
You put a base and a acid back together. Let's just say they don't, as the
cool like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah,
as the cool kids would say, they don't vibe.
Well, I'm going to steal a line from Babylon 5, which you guys may or may not know. I'm sure Blake, if he's watching this, will laugh his ass off when he hears it. If these two things meet together in your stomach lining, they'll have a nice, happy little dance. And when that dance is over with, you'll end up having something nice and red coming out both ends of your body. Yikes. If you're lucky.
All right. Okay, and on that note, that pleasant description, we will move right along. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine on Wednesday afternoon announced the new testing from five wells that the supply that supplied the town's municipal drinking water showed no evidence of contamination. Fuck you. After Norfolk Southern freight train loaded with tons of hazardous materials derailed in the area on February 3rd. With these test results, Ohio EPA is confident that the municipal water is safe. Fuck you to drink. DeWine's office wrote in a new release. Bullshit.
I want these people to answer a question then. Why on God's green earth do you go out to lakes then, throw a rock into the middle of the lake, and have foam like boiling water popping up?
Or that oily rainbow shit too. That's going on.
Oh, yep.
I've seen that.
There's a reason I'm fixating on that topic.
Okay.
Because imagine it, this was in summertime and some teenagers decided to go out for some happy fun times together.
Oh.
What would end up happening to those kids?
Yikes.
Someone's gonna die.
On that note, on its webpage about derailment, Ohio Environmental Protection Agency links only to the railroad-funded preliminary test results, which it said so far confirm that there is no indication of risk to East Palestine public water.
Yeah, and I do want to interject one thing. I did I didn't bring this up for a link or anything, but Jack Posobiec retweeted this company's let's just say a business outline of somewhat being protective of the environment. This company needs to go completely fucking bankrupt. Every single higher up needs to be completely fucking sued, throw it into jail, and stripped of every single thing that they own, ever will own, their entire family will ever fucking own, and everything needs to be stripped away from these fucking cocksuckers.
No, that's fine. We are at the 6 minute left mark, but here is how we'll end this, because I have no idea what to say about all of that other than lies, deceit. That's all that's going on right now. And we're going to find out really soon. Unfortunately, it's going to be the hard way. And it's going to probably be in a lot of morgues near you, if you catch my drift. That's probably how we're going to figure out how safe this all was. I hate that. I think it's fucked up. I think it's criminal. I think some, you know, fat cat corporate owners should be handled appropriately for multiple counts of homicide for their actions. But what do I know? Again, some guy on the internet. Well,
okay.
Crimes against humanity.
Long story short, that entire area is going to become an EPA Superfund site at some point in the mid to near future.
Yeah.
Which essentially means that human occupation of that region is going to be limited to non-existent. Any economic activity there is going to go bye-bye, which means any agricultural activity in that area is going to go bye-bye. The rivers that go through that area are going to have to be constantly monitored now, probably for at least the next three generations. And there is little to nothing that can be done to mitigate this. Yeah. Area decontamination, at the best of times, is a long, drawn-out, painful process. You're talking about an area conservatively estimated at a 200-mile diameter that's been impacted.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to dig down a minimum of 18 inches to get rid of the nasty.
Here's my question, just to keep it short and sweet. Had they not set this shit on fire and maybe it exploded or whatever, would that have been a better outcome than burning it into the sky and having it go everywhere?
I'm not gonna armchair quarterback this decision. I don't have the facts on the that were on the ground at the time. I don't have the data that they had when they made that decision. My gut tells me that they made the wrong call. I wasn't there. I cannot judge.
Well, it's the federal government, so whatever judgment calls they make, it's pretty safe.
It was
safe
a private
say,
corporation that made the decision. Again, yeah, you got to remember, it was private corporation made the decision. So, on that note, we don't know enough, and that sucks. All we do know is really bad shit's going on there. A lot of people are fucking lying, and unfortunately, a lot of people, children, families, animals, pets, wildlife, crops are not going to have a good outcome.
I wish I would have remembered to grab this link before I came on with you. There is a video out there of a gentleman who owned some foxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they all got sick.
Yeah, I think he's only got one fox out of five that's still healthy and yep. or sucking oxygen.
There was a video of a woman with her flock of 10 backyard chickens, I want to say. She came out one day and did the TV news interview. All of them were dead. All the chickens dead. All right.
And on that note, we've got to call it here. We're going to pop up this last little thing so you guys can see this. This is coming from Salty Cracker earlier today. Again, Jimmy, good find. What we have is an unknown area, unconfirmed. there's nothing we can do to say whether this is genuine or not, although I'd be hard-pressed to fake this. But here we go. Let's just see it on screen. Matter of fact, let's full screen this. What the hell did Salty Cracker stumble upon?
Yeah, I mean, CGI is a beautiful thing, and many things can be created from it. Could this be one of those instances? Could it also be one of those, what is it? I don't know what the whole Project Blue Beam, all that stuff. I don't know about it. I haven't dealt, stuck my head down that rabbit hole or anything like that. So I don't know about it. But last I knew, straight lines and 90 degree angles are
very rare in nature.
Very, very, very uncommon in nature. So
can you do me a favor and send me that link in Gilded, Rhino?
Sure. Yes, I can.
Send that link over now. On that note, I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's new. Somebody said that's a 5-year-old video. Who knows? I don't know, and I can't verify. It just was interesting. It's a big square in the sky. Yeah. Just wanted to show you guys.
It's from Twitter, so take that with about 16 and a half metric fuck tons of salt. Could be true, could be not. I don't know. I was like, something to fucking end the show on.
And Jimmy is going to go live in 2 minutes because he's going to be promptly on fucking
time. Maybe. We'll
see. I'll see you over there, Jimmy.
All you have to do is live right after you leave here. So let's get Jimmy the fuck out of here. Thank you for coming on and discussing this with us. Unfortunately, we couldn't go into this topic deeper, but I guarantee we're being lied to as usual. So if I get banned on YouTube, you know we were lied to. So download this episode and share it with friends because guaranteed this one might be the one that gets taken down by YouTube.
So and if Rhino does get banned, blame me because I was half drunk and clicked on the wrong things and got pissed off and shared some things. And he was like, let's fucking talk about it. And I was like, well, we could save it for mine. And he was like, no, we're doing it now.
This is all him. Yeah, totally. I totally didn't make the thumbnail. I totally didn't,
totally didn't do any of that.
Jimmy, you got to go live over there. Get the fuck off my stage.
I'll see you later, Rhino.
All right. Hope to see you guys over on Jimmy's stream. If you haven't already, go over to Jimmy. He's going to post a link in the live chat. Edmund, I'm going to give you final words this evening. I'm going to shut up. What are your thoughts on the we're talking about tonight with Ohio? What are your thoughts on the I'll briefly put you.
I just think it's a massive shit show, because it's just like these, now I hear myself twice.
No worries, man. All right. I don't want to put you on the spot too much, so I'll mute you again. Thank you again for coming on. We're going to figure out your mic and headphone situation. We'll get you sorted So I'm going to put you backstage for now. Guys, go over to Jimmy's show. Again, he should have posted that in the comments, I think. It doesn't look like he did. He's going to go live. We're going to get out of here. But I'm going to see if I can post a link for you guys so you can join over there. Where is he at? He hasn't gone live yet. He should be going live at 7. I'm giving him shit. All right, Jimmy Bones. He didn't post it in the Gillet either. And interesting. Oh, now I can't find his damn episode. Okay, well, I'm not ending this episode till I find his. That way you guys can join over there. But if I can find it, if it went live, it'd be at the top of my screen, Jimmy. Anyway, maybe he'll post it in the live chat. He didn't yet. But if it does, we'll end the show here. There it is. StreamYard to join the show. Also, can you share us the link to YouTube so we can watch it? Edmund, thank you again for coming on. I appreciate you. It's been a pleasure having you on. Hopefully in the future we can get you on without the mic issue. Let me check the chat really quick. All right, I think we are out of here, so I will roll the outro. I'm going to take myself off the screen now. We will see you over on Jimmy's stream now because he's live now, I'm assuming. I'm hoping. Jimmy, pressure's on.
We are the arbiters of this society.
Repeat after me. Cosmic Force Secretary, we must maintain our neutral carbon footprint. Repeat after me. We must eat the bulk.
This is a world that we create and manage. The people, they need to be controlled. We will give them truths, but only our truths. They are not to seek information anywhere else.
It is my job to keep order. So what you saw didn't happen. Erase everything.
You a grunt?
I used to be one, and I was good at it.
I know. Things were simpler then. I have some questions.
You need to understand, we're being hunted.
By who?
Bring him to me.
You're never gonna make it, you're not good enough. There's a million other people with the same stuff. You really think you're different? Man, you must be kidding. Think you're gonna hit it, but you just don't get it. It's impossible, it's not probable, you're irresponsible. Too many obstacles, you gotta stop it, yo. You gotta take it slow, you can't be a pro. No, it's your time no more. Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? I don't give a damn if you say you disapprove. I'm gonna make my move, I'm gonna make it soon. And I'll do it cause it's what I wanna fucking do. Cause all these opinions and all these positions, they come in millions, they blocking your vision. But no, you can't listen, that shit is all fiction. Cause you hold the power as long as you're dreaming.
You're never gonna make it. There's no way that you make it. And maybe you can fake it, but you're never gonna make it. Are you just gonna take that? Make them take it all back. Don't tell me you believe that. Are you just gonna take that? Or will you fucking fight back? Or will you fucking fight back? They're better than you, face it. Thinking that they give a damn, you're not. Think a straight kid. No, they don't give a damn. You got what I'm saying? I'm not fucking playing. I'll give it to you straight, man. There's too many others and you're not that great, man. Stop what you're saying, stop what you're making. Everybody here knows that you're just faking. Nah, I don't wanna hear it anymore. I don't wanna hear it anymore. All these fucking thoughts, they are not what I need anymore. I'm about to shut the motherfucking door on all you poor ass haters with your heads in the clouds, talking out loud so proud. You better shut your goddamn mouth before I do more speak out. It's about to head south.
Never gonna make it. There's no way that you make it. And maybe you can fake it, but you're never gonna make it. Are you just gonna take that? Make them take it all back. Don't tell me you believe that. Are you just gonna take that? Or will you fucking fight back? Fight back.